our emotional connection to the Boomers. Let's go, shall we? Cam's in Caulfield. Cam, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Jared. Hey, great topic. And for me, I think you really hit the nail on the head. I think, in summary, this team in this sport, it almost represents how we as Aussies see our pound-for-pound status in sport, as how we, you know, compete as one of the best in the world, and why sport is so important. And just a few points to back it up is, you know, basketball is a true global game now, and there's really only probably a handful of those true global sports that, you know, if you win, you are truly the best in the world. There's no best of three or best of five or best of seven in this event, which is, again, similar to our DNA and our domestic sport. And then you look at some of the individuals, and you hear Andrew Gaze and how he talks about the Boomers through to Pat Mills. And I don't want to be critical, but when Ben Simmons doesn't play, so what? We move on. And in a weird way, maybe it's like this team is like our All Blacks. It's there's something about the status of this team that I think just represents so much that we see so positively about sport in this country.
That's a lovely sentiment, Cam. Is that will tap into it for a lot of people. Good on you. Thanks for leading us off. Mark's in Canberra. Welcome, Mark.
The win last night against Argentina was great, and it was a really niggly game, and you know, Argentina were fantastic. We pulled away at the end, but there was something that happened towards the end of the game which says a lot about the Boomers and a lot about the culture of that team and the culture of the Argentinian team. So when Luis Scola went off with about a minute to go, the spectators and the players from both teams stood and applauded. And for a man who, you know, a man who played the game so hard, he was almost reduced to tears. And I think if anything embodies the Olympic spirit, I think that was one fantastic example. It was just great to see. And, you know, they put the rivalry behind them and acknowledge a man who's played five Olympics and has been such an ambassador for the sport around the world. So that stood out for me, apart from the win.
Brilliant. Brilliant, Mark. Yes, you're right to document it. It's something to savour and something to take in the way that it happened. The emotional connection to the Boomers, whether it is distinct, how it manifests for us at each Olympic Games. Catherine's in Flemington. Hello, Catherine.
Yeah, hi, Jared. Absolutely love the Boomers and I wish them all the best. But I want to share an observation about what I think the Olympic gods are like the footy gods at the moment for Australian teams. It seems like they want to balance out the men's and the women's, because the men's hockey, they've been able to progress and the Boomers are doing really well, and the women's team seem to be just failing a little bit or not performing as they've been expected to, and then you contrast that to the women in the pool and the men in the pool. It just seems like there must be some evener outers up there in the heavens. And I also just want to give a shout out. I wanted to call you yesterday about the Opals. One thing, Kayla George is an absolute titan of that team. And I think it's because she was one of only, I think there's only two players that were at Rio last time around and felt that hurt and pain. And she just refused to let those other girls experience what she did. I thought, you know, Jenna O'Hay was a magnificent captain, but Kayla knew how much it hurt. And I was over there in Rio in that game watching my cousin play for the Opals. Mm-hmm. And we just were stunned. That pain was awful. And so I really hope that the Opals can be galvanised and believe that they can perform on the big stage without she who shouldn't be named.
Yes.
And still medal, I reckon. Both of those teams should be able to smash the Olympic gods this time around.
We both believe in the sporting gods, Catherine. It's lovely to hear. So 2:40 today, the women's quarterfinal in the basketball, Australia and the United States and the Opals. So we talk about the men's, the misses and the medals. And for the women, it's bronze, silver, 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 bronze. And then, as you rightly recall, the defeat in the quarterfinals in Rio. Chris has the right idea. Keep it between us, Jared. But I've already told my boss I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow so I can leave early and watch the Boomers. Excellent forward planning, Chris. Get in before the rush because you won't be the only one who's got that idea. Shane, it would be fantastic to see the Boomers bring home a medal of any colour. They won gold last night with the respect they showed for the five-time Olympian from Argentina. So that's coming through a few times. Longy, I think it's because we love our basketball through NBA and NBL, and that goes through to Aussie basketball. Philip, don't get me started on the Boomers, a 40-year journey of pain and suffering. It gives me an insight into what a Melbourne supporter would be going through. Oh, the pain, Philip in Portsea. The most craved team gold medal. Yes, that might be it. That might be it. Michael, wonder how that young guy is going with his shot practice in America. He would have got more out of this as a whole basketballer, being in the Boomers Olympic environment, opportunity lost. Morning, Jared Rhee, the Boomers. We can beat the US at every sport event there is, but not at men's basketball. We're proud of all our players making it in the NBA, but we want to go one better and beat their national team. Being so close and yet missing out in Rio doesn't help, Graham in Mentone. There's a couple of long ones which I might come to a little later on. It was a dream to play for the Boomers. I vicariously live through Paddy Mills and fingers crossed that they can get it done. I'm bloody nervous as hell, but that's from Dogger. Very well put, Dogger. I love the origins of the Boomers. They have paved the way for young Aussie basketballers. That's nice. So there's a few that do go back to ever since July, August 88, when the USSR visited Australia for Seoul warm-up games and a young Andrew Gaze was thrust onto the world basketball stage, I have ebbed and flowed as the Boomers' fortunes fluctuated. From the high of Sydney 2000 to the low of Rio 2016, there is no other Australian sporting team I want to see succeed more. I hope it's time. Go Boomers, the Traralgon Tigers. And there's a few that recount a lot of that.